Good morning. We're continuing with Chiyodim Klaus Amates, and we're talking about the halachos of Hidur. Rashi in Chumash continues and says that the Torah's Kanim says there's another element of Hidur, which is you should not be soyser es devorov. You should not break down the statements that the Chacham says. So what exactly does that mean in a practical sense? So that could apply to a few ways. The first way is in a scenario where a person has to challenge the words of a Chacham. So whether that's Befonov or Shlobefonov, so he cannot just say that what he's saying is wrong. Yes, the Lashon Kavod would require that. It seems to me that I don't understand what he's saying. So I'm placing the lack of understanding upon myself as opposed to on the Chacham. Now, if the Chazon Ish writes in a letter, he says that this is a common issue when you have in Svarim, many times they will write about the words of the earlier Chachamim, that they disagree with them, they argue with them, etc. So they're being soyser devorov. So how can I come along and say that I disagree with such a sefer, etc.? Why isn't it a problem of soyser devorov? So his understanding is if the person says it in a language which is not a language of tekifis, not a strong language where he's saying he's wrong, the person saying, it would seem to me that to my small understanding that this is the correct way of understanding it. So I'm saying derech anibus and derech kavod, so that's not a problem of being soyser es devorov, because it's done derech anibus. There's a halacha that if one chacham paskins a psak on something, a second chacham cannot come along and be matter it. One of the reasons is because of kavod, the kavod of the rishon. Some say the reason is because of kavod of the rishon. The other one is because of the concept non shavich and nafshech hatichah the surah. Once the chacham gave a psak, that creates a halachic reality that something is us. So you can't come along afterwards and imatra the item because of shavi chaticha di surah. But the first issue is because of kavod of the chacham rishon. Now there are scenarios where that's going to mutter. Obviously, that's a question which is not relevant for us to decide. Like a scenario where the chacham, if you inform the second chacham what the first chacham has said, and he sees that there's some element where there's something incorrect, so there's makom to address that issue. The person has to understand that it's not simply I can go chacham shopping. I go to chacham number one and he says usher. Well, I'll go to the second one. He'll say that's mutter. That's not true. That would be a lack of kavod on my part, doing such a thing. The Chacham gave a psak, I can't be soyser es devorov, but by actively seeking out a second opinion to be matzer it, seemingly I'm trying to break down and break away and remove and demolish the words of the first Chacham. So a person has to be aware that that would be a limitation of soyser es devorov. We spoke about the concept that the Chacham goes first, where he has a din of Kenisa Rishon. So the Gemara in Shuas talks about when you have a situation where people are coming to din a Torah in the Beis Din, there's a mitzvah to be makdim the Chacham, that he should have opportunity to get his case dealt with first. So his case is judged first before the other cases. So the halacha extrapolates to any scenario where you're waiting for taking a turn or something, and there is a chacham there. It's appropriate to let the chacham go first, else the kavod atara which is in him, both because of kavod atarasa, and also there's another element which would be because of trying to minimize his bittul tara. The Gemara over there in Shua says when it comes to specifically to case dinei Torah, that would seem to be inappropriate because the pasuk says kakaton kagadol tishmu. You're supposed to deal with each case with the same weightiness. You can't start judging this case is more important, this case is less important, this case is worth more money, this case is worth less more money. You can't do that. Each situation where we're judging a din Torah between two individuals has to be dealt with a tremendous amount of weight. The Gemara says the concept of kavod atara, which is involved, is other if it's still more important. So we see how important this concept of being makdim, this person is. So in case you have an opportunity to be makdim somebody in front of you, in the store. He's waiting. The Chacham is waiting his turn to be check out in the checkout line. There's a mitzvah say of heder to be makam the Chacham, let the Chacham go before you. What about a situation where the supply is limited, and if I mocked him before me to get whatever it is, I might run out before it's my turn. The mitzvah say of being mocked him would still apply. Obviously, if it's a case of medication, which is comes to foshes, we're not talking about that. But the average scenario that would apply, even though I would end up not being able to get the item because I was mocked him the chacham. Have a good day.